This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You spend more time at home, as a whole lot of people have been doing for going on a year now. You notice things. Things that need to be fixed or changed or improved. What nagged at you before screams at you now. The Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard fears we collectively spent $340 billion on home improvement and repair last year, about 3.5% more than we did in 2019. Sadly, we have no statistics on how many of us actually know what we're doing. But for the latest installment of our series, Adventures in Housing, Marketplace's Amy Scott does take a look at remodeler's remorse.
Jackie DeShane has owned her house near Toronto for 7 years, and there's this one thing that's always bugged her. There was a bulkhead above the kitchen cabinets that she suspected was just empty space behind drywall.
My husband and I are both very tall, and we've often thought that that was space we could use for storage, more cupboards, whatever.
Then one Sunday morning back in April, a few weeks into the first lockdown,
we were just sitting having our coffee, looking at it, thinking, well, you know, if we just stick a little hole in the end here that we won't really notice, we could find out if we're right.
It took 6 holes, but they were right. And a couple weeks later, after she'd gone back to the office, Jackie came home one day to find that her husband had ripped the whole thing out, down to the studs. It's been that way ever since.
Now we're in the kitchen. You can see it's up here behind me.
Jackie shows me on Zoom. There's a 6-foot stretch of missing wall and ceiling above the cabinets. You can see the pink insulation behind plastic sheeting.
So you like our kitchen, huh?
That would be Mike Wood, Jackie's husband and erstwhile demolition expert.
And so here we sit, however many months later, one hole turning into another hole has turned into the domino of, well, if we repair this drywall area, now we kind of have to do the whole kitchen.
Jackie and Mike have shelled out $0 on this particular project so far, but all this time at home has brought out the inner home improver in a lot of us, and near record spending. Nick Pereira lives in Guerneville in Northern California. With the money he and his husband Sam aren't spending on travel, they removed a giant redwood that was threatening their foundation and bought some new appliances, and Sam dropped $300 on 2 10-by-10-foot tents for outdoor entertaining.
Except he forgot to measure the space. And so we have a lot of outdoor area, but none of it was actually 10 by 10. So the tents, neither of the tents actually fit.
Shipping them back would have cost about $50. So they sort of wedged one of them in, the other they'll donate to a local restaurant. Space has also proved challenging for Jennifer Harrison in Chicago. Her entire studio apartment could probably fit in one of those tents. So she kept her improvements small and put some plants on the windowsill.
When we were stuck indoors all day, I thought that plants would make it a little more bearable as I work from home. And when you live by yourself, it's just nice to have a living thing with you.
And it was nice until the weather got cold and she realized that her baseboard heater was right below her growing nursery.
So they were getting too cold from the window and too hot from underneath and just like shriveling up.
This is where she entered the danger zone, Pinterest. Seduced by glamour shots of hanging gardens, she took an old clothing rack, got 10 macrame plant holders, and now she shares her tiny studio with a rolling jungle.
So it's either blocking my fridge, blocking my dishwasher, blocking my bed. If it's right against the couch, you hit your head on the plants. Like it's every single part of it is just not what I wanted it to be.
Now she's just waiting for spring when the heat shuts off. Virginia Maher in Mountain House, California knows something about waiting. She saved for nearly 2 years to remodel her kitchen. Finally, in August, she hired a contractor through a big home improvement chain. The $30,000 job
was supposed to be completed absolutely no later than October 26th.
The work didn't even start until November. Contractors are in high demand, and the pandemic has created all kinds of delays. Virginia's family of 7 spent Thanksgiving without a sink or a stove.
Now we're at the end of January, and they are hoping to finish within the next month or so.
As for Jackie and Mike, who ripped out part of their kitchen and then just stopped, they're not in a hurry to finish. They're both back at work now, and they've kind of got that thing where if you live with something long enough, you don't really see it anymore. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.